This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For the band Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins died in Bogota, Colombia, after complaining of chest pains. Colombia police did report drugs were found in the hotel room at the Four Seasons. An official cause of death has not been announced, yet an autopsy revealed Taylor's heart weighed twice the amount of a normal heart. China's biggest city, Shanghai, with 26 million residents, began a two-stage lockdown Monday as authorities attempt different strategies to control the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began. Shanghai, on the southeastern coast of China, is the center for finance and international business in the country. The city is also home to the world's largest shipping container port. The U.S. housing market this spring selling season is looking like a disaster, a result from a perfect storm. Interest rates on home mortgages have spiked, reducing affordability, and builders can't get adequate supplies to construct houses more quickly. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was on Newsmax this weekend saying the new Iran nuclear deal should require congressional approval before a treaty can be agreed upon. Mr. Bolton says the United States has already given way too many concessions to Iran and does not bode well for the American people.
I said the 2015 deal was the worst diplomatic agreement in American history. This one is worse. The administration has spent a full year making more concessions to Iran, including, as I mentioned in that op-ed that you referred to, something called inherent guarantees. Now, people may remember that the Iranians were insisting that Biden commit that no future American president could withdraw from the deal. Now, that's impossible. But they've been working and making some kind of arrangements to try and give Iran assurances that that in fact it won't happen. And I think it comes in the form of penalizing the United States. So, to me, this inherent guarantee, which we don't have the details of to be sure, because the administration has kept it so hidden, just makes this far more dangerous to the United States even than the earlier deal.
Described as a once-in-a-hundred-year event, residents near Anchorage, Alaska were ordered on Sunday to evacuate a mountainous area after one massive avalanche buried a road in 80 feet of snow and another huge slide was considered imminent. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson issued the evacuation order for the affected area at Eagle River on the city's outskirts. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry on USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil Hotson-Pillar joins us now. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Good to be back on with you this week and looking
always
forward to...
Hey, I just want you to know... I want you to know I like Tammy's hair, so don't come through the airways and slap me, okay?
No, I think that's great.
Lord.
You're always welcome.
I tell you, I'm telling you, this is the deal. You know, I remember my dad would always say, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. And especially in the sentiment of this cancel culture, you know, everybody's been so penned up that, Phil, I mean, I'm surprised that that's all that happened. Somebody got slapped. But, it's just gotten way out of control here.
Oh, it's gotten ridiculous. It's gotten to the place to where, I mean, only the completely deranged think all of this makes sense. That's my thought. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's happening here. But I'll tell you what, with this Supreme Court nominee, she's sure given us a lot of cannon fodder in order to kind of have fun. And, because we're not a biologist. I saw a meme the other day with Adam and Eve in the garden. And Adam said to God, what is this you gave me? I'm not a biologist. And so, you know, there's a lot of fun being happening here on their backs and the shoulders of people who supposedly are intelligent. You know, I think the follow-up question to a nominee Brown would have been, well, are you a woman?
Yes. Yeah,
now,
exactly.
How would she have answered? If she had said yes, well, how do you know?
Well, here she's going to the court. And even John Kennedy asked her, you know, when does life start? She had no answer. And this is where we are right now, is that everything has become a lightning rod. And the thought came to me, Phil, is that, you know, already scientists know that we use such a small part of our brain already. And I believe this is the result of the fall. That's just my own theological understanding of it. So when you're already using such a small part of your brain, and then you self-inflict with ideology to where now you've cut that in half, I mean, what's left, Bill? What's left? It's just you are a one-man wrecking crew out there, with a hammer in your hand and looking at everybody as if they're a nail, so to speak.
Yeah, it is bizarre. It really is. It's insanity has hit and people are putting legislation behind it. That's what's the craziest thing.
Legislation and regulation, Phil. I mean, this is the deal. We're being propagandized in such a way. They take our hard-earned tax money and they direct it towards scientists and biologists and others that should know better. And they give them research money with an end in mind. Thou shalt, Dr. Fauci says, this is the results. I've got $4 billion here to give away, and this is the report that you're going to give me so that I can continue on with this faux narrative. And Dr. Fauci is one minor example. The whole system is rigged. I mean, even to the point, here we are, we give money to PBS because somehow, I guess radio stations or TV stations don't have the ability to make money. So we have a media outlet through public broadcasting supported by the taxpayers. And what do? Are they the objectifiers? Are they leading everybody and all media in terms of giving us objective reporting? Heck no. I mean, they are the mouthpieces of the Democratic Party. And Republicans and independents are paying for it with our hard-earned money. So at every turn, Phil, I'm just getting so frustrated over this understanding and this reality of where we are right now and how the taxpayer is being abused. I mean, it's like people who are part of a union, that their union fees have to go in and elect somebody that they don't politically support, right?
Well, you know, I think the good thing about the bazaar that's happening, it's pushing even the old school liberals to want to vote conservative. I mean, it really is. You're just going like, this is out of control, because where does this end? I mean, there seems to be no end in sight to this, and it's affecting every dimension. And then stack that on top of a president who makes threats to a sitting president in Russia. I mean, yes. I mean, it's like this guy is like a disaster. And what's worse is that even if he were removed from office, look what's coming in behind him—the laughing hyena on the world stage. It's a crazy day we live in, Bill.
Yeah. Well, her answer was, "This is what you paid for. You told us this is what you wanted. Oh, really? I don't think so, Kamala." But that's her perception. See, this is, again, this ideologically fixed political arm of our society, as you said, that's absolutely mad. It's insane. It's an upside-down world, and guess what? We're putting up with it. And not only did Joe Biden call for regime change, the week before, what did he say? Oh, he charged Putin with war crimes. Now, you back a crazy person into a corner, and they're just going to let all kinds of crazy let loose, right?
Right. Oh, well, that's it. You know, and if you think about just what a gaffe that was, I mean, this is on a scale of with a guy like Putin, it's basically a threat. It's a threat for a coup, you know, for a revolution that is going to be worked out. And now it's public. It's one thing if you're, you know, which we've probably done many times as America, we've probably engineered or helped coups happen in countries that we consider unhealthy. But now you've got one that's out in the open, blatant, and it's a threat. That's really what it is a threat. And how do you
it has nukes on top of that. Well, and the thing is, go back even a couple of weeks before that, Joe Biden called the Russian people to revolt against their president. And of course, they're already on the street. I mean, they've had, I think, over 20,000 Russian citizens. They're going, this is ridiculous. You've got a anchor for the Russian supported sponsored TV. She's there with a sign saying this is all propaganda. And they're facing 20 years of jail time for coming up against the president of Russia. And I'd say jail time would be minor compared to other things that this president has known to do.
Well, the good thing about you can only imagine jail in Russia is probably a pretty nice, luxurious setting, kind of like we have here in America, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. I mean, you can talk to the talk to the D.C. J6 people. They think it's like a holiday for them for over a year without due process, being in solitary confinement. You know, you get to see the sunshine, you know, once a day. I mean, it's glorious. I mean, who needs, you know, who needs a five-star resort, right, when you got the D.C. jail to look forward to? Just saying.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I want you to do. A year from today, what are we going to be talking about? What's the condition of America year from today, in your opinion?
Well, I think with even with the turn, well, I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. That's a good question to ask and answer on the other side of the break. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. I was just sharing with Phil that when I went into the Marine Corps, and I may have shared this with you, and if I did, forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but it bears mentioning, again, only because there are things that we don't know. And that's what's so important right now. And we're talking about, you know, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Russia, what's going on in our culture, all the craziness in San Diego. My God, how do we get our hands on this? This is so out of control here. And many of us believe that we are on, you know, God's timeline. And now we're talking prophecy. And don't freak out here, because God gave us prophecy to give us a warning. And 66% roughly of what God prophesied is to happen has happened 1,000%. OK, so about a third still waiting to happen. And my question is, how likely do you think God's batting average is going to be on the remaining third? I think pretty much about 1,000%, because that's the way he does things. You know, silly God that he is. But I'm explaining to Phil that they pick us up at the bus depot in San Diego, and they're taking us to MCRD in San Diego. This is where I'm going to the Marine Corps. 87 of us are picked up. We're on this bus. And these guys are, you know, the guys group, kind of animated group, and they're goofing around and everything, and we're being escorted by a couple corporals. And I'm watching the eyes of the corporals and their faces, and they're kind of looking at us like, and they're shaking their heads like, these knuckleheads have no idea what's around the corner. And they knew something we didn't, right, Phil? And that's what I'm saying right now, is that even people of faith, we should know something that other people don't. And so when you see stuff like at the Oscars and everything, you just shake your head and you go, man, you guys don't get it. All this stuff, Joe Biden, Hunter laptop, everybody gets all animated about it. But wait a minute. We got bigger and more serious fish to fry here. And that's what happened. I mean, the end of the story is we get to MCRD, we go through the gates, and the guys are still goofing around until the drill instructors welcome us to MCRD. And I got to tell you, it was like being greeted by your mom. They were just so sweet and tender and compassionate, because they knew what the next 12 weeks was going to be like, that we were going to be stripped down to all our identity was going to be stripped down. It was all going to be remade in, you know, Marine Corps colors and spirit and all that. Not exactly. The guerrilla instructors met us cussing, screaming, get off the bus, and all kinds of expletives in between. Get on the bus, get off. I mean, we did that routine about three or four times. Get your feet in the foot. There was these yellow footprints on the tarmac there that you had to put your feet in. And so those corporals knew what was ahead. We did not know. And sometimes I think this is where America is right now, is that you just shake your head and go, you have no idea. I mean, you elected somebody, and most of us got it. We knew that it was goofy. There was no way that he should be president, but you wanted to do this. However way you want to do it, loud cheating, whatever it is, he's the president of the United States. Well, you know, you got what you asked for. I mean, and that's what Kamala Harris said, basically, essentially, the other day, Phil. She says, well, this is what you wanted, so we're giving you what you wanted. Okay, yeah, I'm sure we wanted to be energy dependent again. I'm sure we wanted to pay $2-3 more for gasoline, you know, per gallon. I'm sure that's what we wanted. I'm sure we wanted open borders. We wanted more fentanyl. We weren't killing enough of our kids, so we needed more fentanyl coming. There wasn't enough sex trafficking, so we really needed to up the ante on sex trafficking and make sure our daughters were all involved. That's you're right, Kamala. That's what we wanted. In fact, not only us, but the world. The world wanted a weak America so that Putin and Xi could go absolutely nuts and Iran could go, you know, just about nuclear over the next couple of years. And you ask me, Phil, what do I think a year from now looks like? It's a part of it. I know some people want to look at it from a standpoint of what's happening in America, but I say, look at, we need to look at it in a spiritual context, seriously, that we need to be looking to eternity right now, because the eternal issues are so clear. And you and I are kind of shaking our heads and we're praying for people that don't know, that they would know, because there are bigger fish to fry. And what happens between Ukraine and Russia, with all due respect, we got to keep it in the context of eternity and what is soon and very soon, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to take another point of view here. I think we actually did get what we wanted, and I'm speaking collectively American people. If the majority indeed did vote this guy in, or enough of them did vote it in to even make it a horse race, I believe there was election fraud. So let me just humor me a moment here. We get the leaders that we deserve. I mean, yeah. We vote people in. And I think the left was, and I'm gonna talk about middle of the road liberal, not radical left. I think they were so frustrated that they wanted the pendulum to swing completely the other way, but they didn't know what that looked like. And I don't think anybody predicted, to your point, that you're going to have this version of Biden, this crazy version of Biden. We knew it was going to be bad. We just didn't have any idea where it was. But leadership, you know, the great thing about bad leadership like we're getting here is people go, well, we know we don't want that. And I think we're so fickle as a people that, you know, well, we don't want Trump because he sends mean tweets. Well, we don't want Biden because he's doing exactly everything that we said that the left said that Trump would do. Get us in a war, you know, create economic turmoil, you know, all the, you know, lose space in the world. I mean, that's exactly what Biden's done, which Trump never did. I think Trump's the only president that didn't actually get us into a battle and engagement.
Exactly.
In the world.
So, right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Ronald Reagan's peace through strength, once again.
So I don't know. You know, maybe we've got what we deserved, and maybe we did get what we, you know, collectively as a people. Not what I wanted, certainly, but we did get collectively what we were looking for. We wanted to change. You got to change. How do you like it?
Yeah. Right. Well, and like I wrote before the election, Phil, I said, who told you to hate Trump? You know, they bought the narrative of the mainstream media, the social media oligarchs. They set the people up. And Zuckerberg and all, you know, Dorsey, the mainstream media, Bezos, all these guys, they are responsible for this mess. And they're not only responsible for the mess here in the United States, but look at the complications. Look at the world right now, the world that we're in, and what's happening in Ukraine. You know, the Biden family, you know, I keep asking this question. I was talking with the next one. He was talking about, you know, that Biden had signed another $1 billion for armament for Ukraine. And they've been slow walking, getting even that. And I'm going, wait a minute. 3 days before, Congress passed $14.1 billion. Where did that money go? I mean, has Hunter Biden got that in his back pocket, him and Uncle Jim? And they're trying to work out some sort of quid pro quo to make sure the big guy gets his cut? Is that what's happening? I mean, all of a sudden, nobody talks about it. Mainstream media, nobody's talking about it. I'm going, where's this money? And that was supposed to be for armaments to help the Ukrainians. I mean, this is all being orchestrated. You see, this is what's so smelly about this. To your earlier point, we first began, Phil. We're being set up. We're being set up so that we can have our sons and daughters, we're going to have their boots on the ground in this war brought to you by the Democrats, and Joe Biden's going to have the audacity to say it's Putin's fault.
Well, and the tragedy is this may not even come to a ground battle. This may come to a nuclear battle. And that's what's even more frightening, is the thought that this thing could go completely south into something that nobody could even predict, you know? And with this kind of a president and this kind of leadership, I mean, you know, wars have started a lot simpler than this. I mean, this could be it.
Yes. Well, you ignore the benchmarks along the way, and this is how you get there. We did it in each of the world wars. We saw it in Vietnam, and it's being reproduced once again. And we have a leadership, sadly, for a time such as this, Phil, that leads from behind. That's not leadership.
Yep, not leadership. Well, it is. It's bad leadership. How about that one?
Well, yeah, that's what I love about you. You know how to make it simple and right to the point. Yeah, it's a demonstration of bad leadership. And that's what we're seeing. As I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. What kind of experience are we getting here to define the kind of president, the kind of leaders that America deserves, that the world deserves? Phil Hotzenpiller, founder and president of American Faith.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where it's all at. And, you know, during the past couple of years, consumers have spent more time at home, right? Making them more health conscious. Why not? Here with some healthy home inspiration is TV personality and licensed contractor Skip Bedell. For 3 years, Bedell was a co-host on the Spike TV show Catch a Contractor. And he's a regular contributor on Fox and Friends, appearing more than 160 times. Skip, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me back.
Hey, let's talk about having a healthy home. What does that mean?
Yeah, man. It's so important to have a healthy home. Listen, there's lots of things that you can do to maintain a healthy home. But for me, some of the most easy things that you can do, and really it kind of seems, you know, primary because they're elements that we're surrounded by all the time, is staying on top of our air quality and the quality of the water that comes into our home, right? Because they're two things that we're surrounded by and we need to use every day. You got to breathe and you got to drink, right, Bill?
That's right, exactly. The two essential elements of life is breath
essential
and water.
Elements.
Exactly. I'm with
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So listen, spring is in the air right now, Bill, you know, so in addition to all the contaminants that we have in our air regularly at home, and of course, we're spending more time at home now than ever before, so we're exposed to things like cooking smoke, you know, dust, allergens, different types of bacteria, viruses, mold spores, all the things that we could find in the house. But now all the additional allergens that are coming from outside, with the allergy season upon us right now, it's really important that we maintain good air quality, more so than ever. So Filtrete, the number one name in air quality, makes that easy. It's a great time of year to change out your HVAC filter where the air comes into that unit. You want to use a true HEPA filter like the one made by Filtrete, and that'll make it easy to filter out all those contaminants. But what's even better now, they've made the job even easier. It's like totally covering every base now because they now have a smart room air purifier. These machines are fantastic. If you could see it, I'm going to give you kind of a visual description because we're on the radio. It stands about a foot and a half to 2 feet tall. There's two sizes that are available. There's a larger one, which is the tower, and that'll filter out up to 310 square feet in a room. And then they have a smaller one for smaller rooms called the console. That'll filter up to 150 square feet. So what's nice about these is that they're portable. You can plug them in, put them in any room or every room in the house, and really customize that air purification. So they all use a true HEPA filter. They filter out up to 99.97% of those particulates that are in the air. So I use these a lot all over my house. I have one right in my kitchen. We do a lot of cooking at home, Bill. So, you know, when I cook, obviously you're going to make smoke, and those are the types of things that you don't want to inhale, that smoke from the cooking and the grease. So on the front of this machine, there's a lot of ways that you can actually visually see at a glance how it's filtering the air. So because it's automated and it's smart, it has a laser monitoring system that continuously scans the air. So whenever it detects any sort of bad particulates in the air, it'll automatically ramp up in speed. It'll filter out all those particulates, and then it ramps back down, all automated. And it's nice because it's worked with your smartphone or your tablet, any smart device. You see numbers on the top of it that basically represent the quality of the air. So the lower the numbers are, that means the better the air is, the less particulates in the air. And those numbers will skyrocket. They'll climb up into the hundreds from the single digits when you're cooking and doing things like that. So you can really see when this thing is working, and you can hear it as well. So you see a green light go from yellow to orange to red, and you see the numbers climbing. And then when you stop cooking, you'll see it automatically comes down. Nice part is that it also sends you notifications to your phone, so you can control it from anywhere. Even if you're not home, you can control these. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's a great thing to have in the home.
I love technology. And I got to imagine, Skip, we talked about the kitchen, but there's probably some other areas of the house that stick out, like areas where there's more congregation, right? Because there's certain areas in the house that people just have a tendency to congregate. Yes, the kitchen happens to be one of them, but maybe there's a living room area in that. And I got to imagine that should take some special attention as well, right?
Absolutely, yes, Bill. If you have a living room and you have a fireplace, fireplaces create smoke and soot. People like candles. A lot of people put these smart room air purifiers in their baby's rooms to make sure they're on top of that air quality in the baby's room, and you can see it, so it'll send you notifications to your phone. So, in addition to the air quality, Bill, it's so important that we filter out all the particulates and the bad contaminants in our water.
Exactly.
So everybody knows that, you don't just drink from a water tap anymore from your faucet, right, or from the garden hose. Everybody knows that, you're going to drink from bottled water or use some sort of filter. Most people use a filter under their kitchen sink, or they have one in the refrigerator. But it's so important that we filter all of the water that comes into our home, Bill, not just the water that we drink. So I use at my house the KingWaterFiltration.com. King Water Filter, they make this whole home water filter that you install in your garage or your basement right where the main water shutoff valve is. So all the water that comes into your house has to pass through this first. And that means you get spring-like alkaline quality drinking water from every faucet in your tap, every faucet in your home, not just the kitchen sink. And why that's important is because all the contaminants in the water, things like lead, mercury, arsenic, chlorine, hundreds of others, all those things that are in the water, we not only drink, but we also absorb through our skin, and we inhale the steam when we shower and we bathe. So you want to filter out the water at every location, not just the water that you drink. In addition to that, Bill, a lot of people have problems in their home with hard water. They get scale buildup. buildup and mineral buildup in your plumbing fixtures, your shower head, your faucets, things like that. It ruins your appliances. It's a big problem in many parts of the country with the hot water mineral buildups in the water. So this will do the job of a water softener, which many people have, that require using salt, and you have to keep loading 50-pound bags of salt into these things. This does the same job in that it reduces and prevents all the hot water scale problems, but it also filters out the harmful contaminants that are in the water. So it does the job of both machines in one. And the best part, which I loved about this one, because when it came time to put one in my house, I did a ton of research, and I found by far this was the best because there's no maintenance of it at all. There's no filters. You don't change anything. There's no salt to add. It's completely maintenance-free. It's got a 10-year warranty, and if you go to their website at kingwaterfiltration.com, you can actually speak to a water expert right there. They'll answer all your questions. They're right here in America. It's made right here in the country, so you can speak to someone on the phone. They're great. I had a great experience with them. So whether you're on well water or city water, they'll get the right system for you. And the best part, Bill, I got one more good piece of advice for you.
Okay.
If you use my name, use promo code SKIP when you go on the website at kingwaterfiltration.com. Listeners will get $1,000 off their purchase right now if you use promo code SKIP.
What a great gift.
Waterfiltration.com.
You're awesome. And we're talking with Skip Bedell, do-it-yourself expert TV co-host for a number of years. He was on Spike TV show Catch a Contractor and a regular contributor on Fox and Friends. Skip, God, you've given us such great advice to, up our game, keep our homes healthy. I mean, our dogs now, I mean, when we go and serve them this great filtration water, they're going to go, hey, what's going on? How come you're giving me the good stuff? You've been holding out on me all this time, right?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to be getting like Evian water out of your shower head now, Bill.
Wow. Imagine that.
Alkaline water is the best water you can put into your body, and that's what this filter creates. So it's really great to have, and I'm glad that the listeners are able to hear this today. Hopefully they'll go on that website and use my promo code. Save a bunch of money. It's a great time to get one.
Exactly. So clean air, we're going to up our game. We're going to do a better job in being mindful of this. And you got to imagine, for anybody in your home that has allergies, my goodness, they're going to suddenly be able to breathe again because we realize, hey, air is important, like we started out. Air and water,
Air and water.
Yep, exactly. So any other last-minute tips you want to give us? We got about 30 seconds left here, Skip.
Yeah, stay on top of your home. Keep it clean. Filter out the air. Filter out the water. Now's a great time to really be conscious of all these things. And that's a great start to keep your house and your family safe and healthy. So thanks so much for having me back, Bill. It's always great talking to you.
Always good. Where can they go for more information?
Absolutely. Go to my website at skipbedell.com. I got lots of great tips there. I also have links to all these products I just talked about, which will take you directly to where you can purchase them.
Skip, you're awesome. Be well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You got it. Skip Bedell, the do-it-yourself expert, TV co-host, and licensed contractor right here.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got Paul Ace with us. Yes, he's pinch hitting for the one and only Adam Holtz, who's usually here. Adam's been dealing with a little bit of under the weather stuff, as we say, but he's doing fine. We'll continue to pray for him and pray for a speedy recovery, because Paul, he's gotten enough attention on this stuff. You know, you just can't be going around being sick all the time, right?
That's exactly right. We need to toughen him up a little bit, I think.
Well, that's it. But hey, he's such a great guy, and obviously I tease, yeah. And I don't want his wife coming up here and slapping me because I misspoke about her husband.
No. Yeah. He. I actually heard him this morning, and he does not sound very good, actually. So.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing when you get sick, right?
That's it. Well, you know, that's the deal. It is. And of course, these days, anytime anybody gets sick, then it's all, you know, felt through, through the rumors, you know, of, COVID and what have you. But, God's in control, and we'll pray that he will have a speedy recovery and he'll be back with us. But meanwhile, hey, we get the one and only Paul Acey with us, who is the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Real quick, only because it's happening and you're in the entertainment world and you kind of understand, and of course, much of what you do is all through a biblical worldview. And of course, I'm sure you're hearing about all the reverberations of last night's Oscars, which, again, is not very well viewed. Not a lot of people are watching it because I just think the American people have had their fill of people are just too much of themselves, and you go, okay, well, I've got better things to watch, or maybe I'll just read a book, and then afterwards we find out we missed a bit of a train wreck, right?
It was a bit of a train wreck. I watched the whole thing. It was really an awkward show from beginning to end. You know, I think that obviously Will Smith's slap was the thing that most people will be talking about, but it just felt. The whole show just felt a little bit strange and a little bit desperate, quite frankly. You can kind of see that Hollywood is really trying to find new and creative ways to get people back to the Oscars. But I don't think that last night's show really shows any good solutions for how to do that, you know? It just felt a little strange.
Well, and it's a snapshot of our culture right now, and these supposedly are the cultural leaders, you know, the cultural elite, and you've got the, you know, the Oscar 2022 co-hosts of Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes, and so they're joking about gender discrimination, diversity, political divisions, and homophobia. I mean, why not? I mean, these are three women that have decided to live an alternate lifestyle, which you know, most of Americans, you know, just go, okay, you know, I mean, we've kind of been trained just to ignore it and move on. And but yet they want to try to make a big thing out of it. I appreciate their one line. Although you can appreciate it on one hand and laugh about it and not be offended. But, you know, it's like, well, I'm not sure you really help your cause. You know, they said this year the Academy hired three women to host because it's cheaper than hiring one man. You know, on its face, you kind of chuckle. Okay, good, you know, good line. But then on the other hand, it's like, okay, so what are you telling all the younger girls? They're only, you know, a third as good as a man. I mean, the very thing that they're repulsed over, it's the very thing they're promoting, you know, with this. This is the thing about humor sometimes. It has a double edge to it, just like Chris Rock found out. That, you know, here he is trying to be, you know, funny and didn't realize that it was going to be something that was going to be extremely offensive to Will Smith. And I'm sure that if Chris Rock would have been aware that, you know, and I don't know how he couldn't been, but he wasn't aware that Will Smith's wife was dealing with alopecia, and this is hair loss. A lot of women, you know, sadly, you know, deal with that, and it can be a little tough, and, you know, and he hit a nerve, and Will let him know that, hey, you hit my nerve, so now I'm going to hit your nerve.
Literally. Yes. And I think what you said earlier was really right on the nose. I think that when you're talking about the Oscars, they really are a microcosm of our culture and sort of the problems and the sensitivities that we're dealing with in culture. And I think we saw sort of that sense of angriness that I think we all see within America right now, the polarization. It felt just hard to watch, and I think that the Will Smith Chris Rock encounter really was the encapsulation of that. You know, I think that during his acceptance speech later, because Will Smith won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his work in King Richard, he came up. He was incredibly contrite. He was crying on stage, and I thought that he said some fairly interesting things during that. You know, he talked about how God is calling him to what he is being called to be. And you could see that tension within him, you know, trying to protect his family, but doing it without actually punching somebody. And I think that it was an interesting moment of humanity that we saw within Will Smith. That for as shocking as that scene was, I appreciated the humanity that we saw thereafter.
Yeah, and it would have been nice if he apologized to Chris Rock, and maybe subsequently he will. It's there, and Denzel Washington even warned him, said, look, at your height, you can be a focus of temptation, so you know you need to be careful. I thought that was wisdom as well, and hopefully we'll get beyond this. Kanye West, of course, known for his upstaging of a star, and so this was kind of like one of those Kanye West moments, although Kanye West seemed rather drunk and inebriated, I think, when he stepped on the stage there. So, people forgot, forgave Kanye, and I'm sure, and hopefully they'll forgive Will Smith, and hopefully the Oscars will find its road back to some sense of normalcy and quit canceling people. What they ought to do too, Paul, is get away from politics, because they don't know what they're talking about. And that was clear again. I mean, here you got the three gals up there, again, taking exception and a stab at Ron DeSantis in Florida, and they've already alienated half of America, but now we're really going to go after Florida, and we're going to, talk about its bill, which they insist on calling the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what it is at all. It's the Parental Rights in Education bill, which prohibits lessons about gender or sexuality in school between kindergarten and third grade. I mean, who would have thought, Paul, that we need to have legislation to protect our kindergartners up to third grade from a sex education? And why? Mm-hmm. And who gave educators, that self-appointed right, I guess, to teach our kids about sex?
Yeah. It's an interesting phenomenon that we see in our culture, just how angry we can get over so many different issues. And I think that one of the things that the Oscars has often done, back traditionally, I would say, is that it has helped just get away from some of that in a way. I remember back when I was watching as a kid, it was sort of this real celebration of the movies that I think most of us
exactly
know and love. And mm-hmm. And so when you tune into it now, you have to steel yourself for a bunch of different messages that you may agree with, messages that you don't. But I think for a lot of people, even for those who are kind of on board with some of the messages portrayed, it's an unwelcome intrusion in what should be a celebration of story.
Exactly.
That can be very discouraging.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about a couple of reviews that are plugged in.com. The Lost City. Tell us about this.
The Lost City was probably the biggest movie that was released this last weekend. It's if you remember way back when to the 1980s, there was a movie called Romancing the Stone that came out.
Mm, yes.
It was starred Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner. It was sort of this sort of Raiders of the Lost Ark meets rom-com. And that is essentially what The Lost City is. It stars Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. And it essentially is about this romance writer who is done writing romance novels. Her romance is kaput. Her last romance novel was about as romantic as vacuuming the kitchen floor. So she's sort of decided to be done with it. And she goes off on one last book tour to push her latest book. A fan comes up to her. Actually, she sort of is kidnapped by the fan. And the fan wants this romance writer named Loretta to help him find a secret treasure that she mentioned in her last book. Of course, Loretta does not want to do this, but the fan is very insistent and very rich and pretty crazy. So he kidnaps her, whisks her off to this very beautiful tropical island to help him find this treasure before the island's volcano goes off. There is apparently only one person who can rescue Loretta, and that is her cover model. The model that has graced all of her novel covers decides to come down and rescue her. And so that's sort of where the story picks up. It is funny. I think that Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum have good chemistry. And in some ways, I think that there was a cleaner, more family-friendly movie that wanted to come out of this. But it has so many double entendres and sensual asides, and you see Channing Tatum's bare backside, which is not something that I wanted to see. And it has this kind of jarring, violent moment. So
We got to leave it there. Check it out. PluggedIn.com.
It's your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day.